Muslims are heading home from Saudi Arabia right now as their yearly pilgrimage known as the Hajj draws to a close. Millions traveled from around the world to the Muslim holy city of Mecca, but some Muslims believe there are other locations that fulfill the Quran's requirements. So for today's GeoQuiz, we're traveling to a remote shrine in eastern Ethiopia. The site we're looking for is the tomb of a 12th century holy man. The shrine is located a few hundred miles from Addis Ababa at the edge of the massive Bale mountain range. And the shrine recently got a facelift thanks to some assistance from the U.S. government. So can you name this shrine where Ethiopian pilgrims worship during the Hajj? The answer is ahead. For today's GeoQuiz, we asked about a remote Muslim shrine in Africa. The shrine is named after a 12th century holy man. The answer is the Sheikh Hussein Shrine in eastern Ethiopia. As reporter Megan Verlee found out, the shrine is holy to many and blasphemous for others.
A tinny recording of prayer music greets visitors as they enter the Sheikh Hussein Shrine. Set on the edge of a dusty plain 2 days' drive from the capital, the whitewashed compound feels like it sits at the end of the earth. Guide Kadir Haji Ahmed reads the Arabic inscription above the door to the tomb.
So this writing, when translated, basically says, Sheikh Noor Hussein, riches to anyone who calls your name.
Muslim, Christian, or foreigners, Kadir adds. That's the controversial thing about this shrine. Traditional Ethiopian Muslims follow the Sufi-style belief that the spirits of holy men can grant blessings to anyone who prays to them. But over the past 2 decades, teachers from the Saudi Peninsula have swayed many here to a more fundamentalist reading of the Quran, one which holds that only God, Allah, answers prayers, and only from the faithful. Kadir says those believers are trying to suppress the worship of saints, sometimes violently.
Around the Bale area alone, the fundamentalists destroyed about 33 graves of holy people. And when people came for their pilgrimage on the holidays, they were beaten up, sometimes kidnapped.
Conservative Muslims deny they've attacked pilgrims. They say worship at the shrine is decreasing because people are giving up backward beliefs. Standing in the courtyard of a mosque down the road from Sheikh Hussein, Burka Jigaru Tedesa says Ethiopian Muslims have allowed cultural practices to pollute their worship. I used to make sacrifices and hold ceremonies at my father's grave, Burka Jigaru says, until I learned that wasn't in the Quran. He says that young people especially are giving up the old ways. They're willing to die to defend the true religion, he says, because they understand it now. This remote conflict is starting to get attention far away. The Ethiopian government has stepped up protection for pilgrims traveling to the shrine, and the U.S. Embassy recently bankrolled a major preservation project. Shrine guide Kadir Haji Ahmed says those moves have inspired the locals who've held on to traditional Ethiopian Islam.
Now that people feel the government is behind them, they're more willing to stand up to the fundamentalists.
The kind of conflict happening here at the shrine between different interpretations of Islam is playing out all over Ethiopia. Conservative Muslims complain officials are picking sides in a religious dispute. But one thing's for certain, with the government stepping in, pilgrims headed to the Sheikh Hussein Shrine for this weekend's Eid celebration have an easier journey. For The World, I'm Megan Verlee, Sheikh Hussein Shrine, Ethiopia.
Several GeoQuiz texting game players rose to the challenge. Erica in Hampton, New Hampshire, Chris in El Reno, Oklahoma, and Samira in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. They all knew the Sheikh Hussein Shrine is in Ethiopia. They also know that if you text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866, you can play along next time, too. Also, check out what the whitewashed limestone Sheikh Hussein Shrine looks like. Our slideshow is at theworld.org.